Cindy Ferguson, a single mother of six, was living in a shelter in Springfield last year. Through the Secure Jobs Connect program, she got a job at a thrift store, which paid her enough to help her move to a rent-subsidized apartment. She also received tuition assistance and is studying to become a domestic violence counselor.
This program was a godsend. Without this program, I would have definitely still been in the shelter and still looking.
Ferguson's experience in the pilot program was one of several success stories told to anti-poverty activists, state and local officials on Friday. Elected officials, including a dozen state legislators, representatives from five mayor's offices, and the state's top housing official, turned out at Holyoke Community College to salute the formerly homeless and the employers who hired them. The program, which received $300,000 from the Paul and Phyllis Fireman Charitable Foundation, resulted in jobs for 156 parents last year, far exceeding the one-year goal of the pilot project to create 61 permanent jobs. Aaron Gornstein, the Massachusetts Undersecretary for Housing and Community Development, said the state will make competitive grants totaling $1 million available later this year in hopes of replicating the program's success in other regions of the state.
They're really moving forward on actually placing families into real jobs, increasing their incomes, and that helps with stable housing.
Massachusetts has wrestled with a spike in homelessness. There are roughly 2,000 families living in emergency shelters and an additional 2,000 families housed in motel rooms.
We're working every day to try and rehouse families as quickly as possible. The numbers of homeless families went up over the summer, but now we're starting to see the numbers stabilize and come back down. So we're making good progress in recent months.
Pamela Schwartz, director of the Western Massachusetts Network to End Homelessness, said the jobs program has received funding to continue for another year.
We just received a grant from the Commonwealth Corporation through the Executive Office of Labor and Workforce Development that increases our funding at $230,000 so we can expand further into Hampshire, Franklin, and Berkshire counties. So there's promise. There's promise of greater investment. We just want to grow it.
Herbie Flores, president of the Anti-Poverty Agency Partners for Community, said the key to the success of the program is collaborations involving educators, workforce development and housing specialists, a myriad of social service agencies, child care providers, and employers.
Hopefully the HHS and the Department of Labor look at this model in Massachusetts and in Western Mass also to start putting those things in other places.
Participants in the program are employed in a number of sectors, including retail, manufacturing, banking, and health care. The average wage rate is $10.20 per hour. Reporting from Holyoke, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.